a pill without insurance costs around $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it can
one pill. That's
$9,000. It ranges depending on where you get it. So it can range from $2,000 to $9,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With insurance, you get it around $120,
mm-hmm.
which is a big improvement.
Absolutely.
Right.
With Mark Cuban, you will get it at $45.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
It's so crazy. I mean, her being an advocate for mental health, she shared her experiences with law school and getting her MBA, and how that much, so much pressure and so much work can get, of course, overwhelming naturally. And so she spoke about that. And so it's just, again, I just can't get over it. It's just so sad. She had her whole life made. I mean, what a promising person. I mean, she did everything. She was 30 years old. She had her whole life ahead of her. And yeah, it's important to know your loved ones. And if you see anything weird or strange, you know, it's important to have those conversations. I mean, it's so sad. Maybe, and it goes to show what she posted on Instagram and what you saw. We didn't know what happened behind closed doors. We didn't know what was happening in her mind. And that's it's scary. It's scary. You just never know.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, the hottest podcast out there, with your hosts, Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus. We're back.
Hello.
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 I hope y'all are doing well out there. If you're listening from near or far, welcome. If this is your first time, welcome to Nobody You Know.
Welcome, welcome.
So today, we're going to talk about, we always talk about, as a matter of fact, celebrity gossip, what's trending, pop culture. We like to go everywhere. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
And you might learn something that you don't know.
So. You never know.
Alrighty, let's go.
Let's do it. Where do we want to start? What has happened this week?
Well, let's maybe talk about something a little fun and happy first. What about, so it's trending right now that Encanto's song, Bruno. Nobody knows Bruno?
We don't talk about Bruno.
It's the number one song right now. It's the first time Disney has hit that spot since
1993.
1993? 1993. Yeah.
Wow.
Which was insane. Aladdin's It's a Whole New World.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty good. Plus, it's no, like, how do you say, it's about Colombia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So to be, no, like, how can I say this? It's no, like, universal, you know, like, everybody knows about this thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm.
Like Aladdin, you know, like, Aladdin is this right. story that everybody knows what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Encanto is a new story that exactly. people are know.
Exactly, yeah.
So
exactly.
To hit number one is a pretty big deal.
And it's written by
Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Who, if you guys aren't familiar with, he also wrote all the songs for In the Heights, right?
In the Heights. He's the Hamilton. Creator of Hamilton.
Okay.
He is the director of Tick, Tick, Boom on Netflix. So he's
winning these
he's
days.
Hot right
he's
now.
He's thriving.
Yes. Amazing. I mean, I'm pretty good for him cool. because I feel like he's one of those people who is very creative and is not just in... He's not just a creative in music. Like, you can see that he explores the full art in every single aspect.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And he deserves everything that is happening to him.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's curious, they might be sitting there listening to us and they're like, what about Let It Go from Frozen? I guess that one only hit number five. So
number five?
Yeah.
And that one was really, really, really
big.
Big. Famous. Yeah.
Little kids singing that song everywhere. And older kids.
Yes. Adults and children. Everybody knew.
So.
That is pretty damn big.
I mean, we even had a ballet class album.
Bruno.
Of those songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who sings, the song Bruno?
It was a few people, I think. We're looking it up.
We're looking it up.
I swear we know this.
Yeah, no, it's because I know the soundtrack of the Encanto has a lot of Colombian artists, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
It has
yes.
Sebastián Yatra. It has Maluma. Yeah.
Carlos Vives.
Carlos Vives. Mm. So.
Yeah.
It's people that I grew up with because I'm Colombian, for anybody that doesn't know. So, you know, it's pretty exciting for me to see the Disney movies. See even though in Colombia, people sometimes are very judgmental about it. Mm-hmm. And they were like critiquing some of the animals are not part of, you know, like are part of the culture, but not part of where they were representing. And it's like, come on, like just enjoy that Disney is representing you and like it's giving you this spotlight that we never had. And it's giving us this place where Colombia is represented for something else that people, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Usually when people talk about Colombia, you know what they say. And I'm not going to say it because I don't want to, for you know,
right.
want that. I want to be Colombian.
You
like
don't
want to
keep
this.
Perpetuating
yes,
that.
Exactly.
I want to be a Colombian of J Balvin. I want to be a Colombian of Encanto. I want to be a Colombian of this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Exactly. The rich culture that it is with music, colors, food, you name it. It's a very, very historical, rich country with a lot of educational background that we can all learn and see and get an insight of what a beautiful country it is. It's very diverse in everything. Very nice people. And so it's nice to see Colombia, like you mentioned, in a different spotlight.
Yeah, very cool.
The song has various artists. Singers, various artists in the...
Oh, yes. It does.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, you read them because you're going to pronounce them right.
No, I'm not going to pronounce them right either.
Oh, no.
So, various artists.
Various artists.
Like a lot.
But it's a hit. It's a hit, especially in ballet class. All the kids ask for it, so.
Yeah, you know you got a winner there then.
That right? is very exciting.
All right, what's next?
All right, what's next?
What do we have?
Well, switching gears to something a lot more tragic, Miss USA, or former Miss USA, right?
Yes, Chelsea Crist, Miss USA 2019. Her sudden death, it's still under investigation, but people...
How old was she?
30
years old. Committed suicide,
she did,
I think,
yes.
is the...
And
it's very, very tragic. Very, very tragic. Mm-hmm. Very successful woman, smart, beautiful. An attorney, she really made a life for herself and an advocate for mental health. And so for her to commit such an action, it's very shocking, very shocking. Yeah. And I think everybody's just very surprised. Yeah. Very surprised because
really,
it's just unexpected.
She seemed like
really
she had
sad.
Everything
going
for
her.
Right, I mean, she just was, she was working for Extra, which is like a entertainment celebrity program, if you're not familiar, and I feel like she like was making history because she it was historic, the fact that she was one of four black women to be holding the awards that she was holding in the pageant industry. I mean, yeah, it was her, and then I wrote down some of the other names: Miss America Nia Franklin, Miss Teen USA Kaylee Garris, and then Miss Universe. I'm sorry, I'm not going to pronounce this right. Zazabini Tunzi.
Yes, yes, yes.
So she like was break. She also, I thought this was really interesting. She was the oldest.
Miss USA.
At
28 years old.
Really?
At 20 years old. Yeah, she made history.
Wow. That's true.
And then the other nuts thing is she held the record for the longest reigning victor of Miss USA. Because of COVID, she got to hold that title for
it was
557 days, which is the longest anyone has ever been Miss USA.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So just so sad.
It's really sad. It's just so tragic. It really is.
I also saw that she like wrote a note to her mom after it all, and it's just so sad.
It's just so sad.
Because like to me, it's so surprising. Like I would almost like guess like foul play before I would guess that she would jump to her death from a skyscraper, much less.
I mean,
and
I think
it's so sad.
It's so crazy. I mean, her being an advocate for mental health, she she shared her experiences with law school and getting her MBA, and how that much, so much pressure and so much work can get, of course, overwhelming naturally. And so she spoke about that.
Yeah.
And so it's just, again, I just can't get over it. It's just so sad. She had her whole life made. Yeah. I mean, she, what a promising person. I mean, she did everything. She was 30 years old. She had her whole life ahead of her. And so sad. Yeah, it's important to know your loved ones. And if you see anything weird or strange, you know, it's important to have those conversations. I mean, it's so sad. Maybe, and it goes to show what she posted on Instagram and what you saw. We didn't know what happened behind closed doors. We didn't know what was happening in her mind. And it's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Yeah. You never know what is happening to people, you know, like
in their private
life.
Exactly.
This is why sometimes we have to be kinder with each other. Mm-hmm. We have to be understanding that not because that person that day maybe was wrong or something, you know, like we all make mistakes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And not to judge and not to make that little part worse.
Exactly.
Because maybe you, not knowing, are putting that person in a darker place.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, like, sometimes, even though it's hard, because it's hard sometimes when you are, I don't know, going to the grocery store and somebody bumps into you and you are like, oh, this guy, like, why he didn't
he's
say sorry?
Such a jerk. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but you also don't know if that person is going through something in their mind.
Yeah.
You know, so through a dark place where he didn't even notice you or she. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's because is deep in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we have to understand that we have to be kinder and we have to cheer each other, you know,
be like less to judge and
built
sure.
up.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's because
sad.
You know, you are also having your own problems.
Yeah.
Right.
But
exactly.
You cannot just
jam
it in other people.
It's a friendly reminder to, like you were saying, to have compassion towards others, to be understanding towards others, because you never know what people are going through in their personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And just check up on your loved ones. I think it's important, again, to if you see anything different, anything, you know, it's important to have those conversations and to seek help.
I
feel like if you are having those feelings or you know anyone who's having those feelings, definitely call the suicide prevention lifeline because it's never too late to talk to someone or ask for help. So.
Yes.
Exactly.
We're going to leave the links down below for you to check it too, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important.
It's important. Okay. Mental health is important.
So rest in peace for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
It is.
Okay.
Changing gears.
It is a little bit.
Changing gears.
You know,
it's
like
hard.
Hard topic.
It really is a hard talk. It's very real. That's why.
But it is very real. I think that's the thing. It is very real.
It's
and
real.
Now in society with all these things, with all the platform, with all the social media,
right.
Seeing how we only see the highlights of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
exactly.
what people post. They are going to post your highlights. They are not going to post your lows.
Of course
not. Of course not.
You know?
Of course not.
So it's like
of course not.
And maybe it's also a good reminder to the outside people to not put so much pressure on one person to represent
everything.
A whole group of people,
exactly.
You know, because like maybe she felt just such a mensch presser as being like a woman, being like on the older end of a woman in pageantry,
exactly.
And then like also she's like a lawyer, but then you know like she's representing black females, and like she was probably just feeling like so much
pressure.
Like
pressure.
Like
for sure.
Exactly.
Like the whole world was expecting her to be the face of all of these things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's a good reminder for all of us to not just like put all of that on one person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Totally. Okay.
Wow.
Let's switch
a little bit.
Let's switch gears.
We need something.
Let's switch gears. We want to congratulate Rihanna.
Yay.
And A$AP Rocky.
They are
over
expecting.
The weekend. They posted a picture over the weekend. They're like out in New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're out in New York.
She has like a pink trench coat and it's like showing her belly.
Mm-hmm.
They look very happy. And we're very excited. It's their first child. Who would have thought Rihanna expecting. Who would have
There's
thought?
Always been rumors, but now these rumors are for real. It's for legit. Real.
It's for real. They're not married, right? Not like it matters, but I was just curious.
I mean, not that the public knows of. Who knows? Yeah. But I don't think so. But you don't know with these celebrities.
And they've been an item for a while, though, right?
For a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's so pretty cool.
Congratulations to them. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be a little mini Riri.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, what else?
Bring in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From sadness to life.
There you go.
Yeah. That's great news.
This is a random topic of discussion, but lately we've been watching Netflix series that we've been obsessed with over the past couple of days.
Yes.
Want to talk about it?
So we've all been obsessed with Too Hot to Handle.
Yes.
It's such a good show. I love it. I'm obsessed.
It's so Russian that it's so good.
Right. Yeah. It's so much drama that it's so good.
I think it's also just like weird to think that people still like are so sometimes superficial, like, or just like not superficial, but just like that you would just be such a like sex fiend that like you just like you can't like just wait.
Is this really true? Like, is this really going on?
I'm like, sometimes it feels made up, but you know, it's a great like escape from reality. Like, we watch it when we just don't even have the willpower to like focus on anything. Yeah. And it's more fun to almost just like make fun of people than anything.
Yeah. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
And the other show is
Soy Georgina. Oh my goodness. I want to be her friend. Georgina, hit me up. Gio, hit me up. I want to be your friend so bad. Like, yeah. I want to go to Monaco on a yacht. Like, oh my God. Yeah. It's such a good show.
It's
like,
so good.
It's like an inside look of how she really is, like, mm-hmm. who she truly is, I think.
Okay, so you got it. Most people are going to know who she is, but some people might not. So share that part.
Cristiano Ronaldo's fiance. I hope our viewers know who Cristiano Ronaldo is.
I mean, he is the most followed person in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's a chance they might not know who his girlfriend is or whatever. I mean, it's unlikely, but in case people are like, who is Georgina?
There is still a lot of people that probably don't know who Cristiano is.
Yeah.
But
which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, like, that was the whole kind of point of the docuseries is to show, like, this is who I am. I'm not just his
the girlfriend of his,
like, I'm actually awesome, and she totally
she is.
And
I mean, you always like wondered like how he just went for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's literally a chick flick romantic movie story in real life. Like, this shit does not happen for real, and like, it's happening.
It happened. Literally.
And I was
at
like,
the Gucci
what
store.
Is it about her? I was like, she must have like the most bomb ass personality. And like, I couldn't wrap my mind around it.
I saw on TikTok, like, there's like a trend or meme going around, and it's like everyone's trying to like find jobs at the Gucci store now.
I mean, sending their resumes to
they're
Gucci.
Like, you know, you never know. Yeah. What if a soccer player comes in?
Oh, God.
I mean, and the most famous dude
the
in the world.
Most famous.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me was, I don't know if you guys caught it in the show, but she was actually covering like a shift for somebody else who was going out of town on vacation, who I'm assuming was another attractive female. So it's like, what are the odds? I'm sure that girl is like, damn it.
It was meant to be.
She's like, I should have been there.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yes, that is insane. I mean, to me, one of the craziest things is like, she's saying like, I came in bus.
Oh, I was just going to mention
and
this.
And I would leave.
And I would leave Bugatti.
I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's like insane.
It's literally crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. She's kind of like a walking contradiction, like, in a good way. Like, I love it that she's, like, so spiritual and, like, religious.
Right.
But then on the flip side, like, the girl can put on a little sexy little dress and, like, go dancing. And, and you know, she's also, like, one moment she's saying, like, oh, I don't really, like, shop or I'm not. And then she'll, like, go and close out in a store and buy everything in it.
She's like, get this, let's go. We're going on a trip.
We're going on a trip. Get this.
Yeah, so I thought that was really interesting about her. But she seems like she has depth.
I like her humbleness. Like, I like her when she was with the children. Like, it just really shows how caring of a person she is and how real she is. Like, she's very thoughtful and she's very down to earth. Like, that's what it really, the inside look of her life. Like, it's so beautiful to see that. Like, it's, she's a regular human being and the way she raises her family. Like, it was real. It was really real. I liked it. I enjoyed it. So
very good.
I think like one thing I was telling Gustavo that like kind of was refreshing about it is, especially like, you know, going from binge watching Too Hot to Handle or whatever, it's really like nice to see one of the most famous people in the world like fall for a girl for mostly her personality. Like, she, don't get me wrong, she's a beautiful girl.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, but like there's millions of gorgeous girls. Like,
but there's more to her.
There's
a lot
more
to her.
And I feel like I just haven't seen that in a long time. Like, somebody who's just like going for someone because like their personality is so great. And I think that was like nice to see that being represented like on Netflix. Like, genuine, real love connection. It's not about all about money. It's not all about looks.
Exactly.
I thought that was cool.
No, I really like it. She's different. I mean, you can tell. If not, he wouldn't be with her.
Exactly.
He connects with her in deeper levels. One of the phrases that I like the most is when she says, "I know what it is to have nothing, and I know what it is to have it all." And it's totally true. And that's what represents Cristiano, because he also comes from nothing to all. You know, and like, he works hard for that. I think he's one of the most admirable people that you can find. Like, if you're actually see his story, how hard he works, people should understand the reality of him.
Exactly.
Because sometimes it's so easy to judge when somebody's in at the top. You know, it's like, he's super rich, he's super famous, he is handsome, he's the best soccer player. So it's like, oh, poor him. No, you know, he worked for that every second, and he's still at the top when people hit age. I don't want to retire for 5 years. Like, he's going to turn 37, I think, in 4 days. And he's still at the top. It's like, if that's not sacrifice for your career or for your love, there is nothing that can define this guy.
Right.
And the other thing is, how can I say this? He has it all. He has all the money he wants.
Right.
But he keeps fighting like he has nothing. Like, he hasn't smash all the records. Like, he keeps fighting like there is more to do.
His work ethic and philosophy about life reminds me a lot of Michael Jordan, actually. Like, if you watch that, was
the
that
Last
also
Dance.
Netflix too?
The Last Dance.
Like, they have a very similar drive where it's like they're competing against themselves. Like, because at that point, like you said, they've smashed all the records. Like, there is no competition. So it becomes like a battle with themselves, like, can I do better than the last record I broke?
Which is
like, there's only like five people in the world that are like that, and it's like Michael Jordan and him, Cristiano Ronaldo, and I don't know, maybe who
Tom
else?
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and another
LeBron James,
who also I think got some coaching from MJ about like work hard and everything.
No, it's very important.
That's very cool.
It's very good, you know, to see these people and like what drives them.
It's interesting. Very motivational.
So watch it if you haven't watched it.
Yes. Yes.
For sure.
10 out of 10.
Yes. Do we want to go into this next topic, which actually kind of ties up with health? You know, so we have, I don't know if everybody knows about Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban,
the billionaire, the owner of the Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks.
True.
So, very well known, Shark Tank. We all know about him, right?
Billionaire.
Yeah, we all know what he does. So, recently, he needed to have a hip replacement. So, he went to the doctor, they did all the procedures, everything. What came out of it, he was like, how this is possible? Like, the medicines, everything that they charge in the hospital, he was like, it's insane. Normal people cannot afford this. He's like, for me, it's okay. Like, I have the money. Like, I can afford this.
Does he not have health insurance?
No. He was that's what he meant. Like, with health insurance, with everything, it's extremely expensive.
It is.
It is.
Like,
and that's a whole nother topic.
It's if you go to the to the hospital or whatever, just to get a check on you, how many minutes did you get the doctor?
That's
like 2 minutes, and then you get charged like $300 for those that's 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that's healthcare in America, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember I had to get some kind of X-ray thing or something, and like when I got the bill, I was shocked because you have to pay for the person taking the photo, and then you have to pay someone to look at the photo. I was like, can't this just be one thing? Like, I have to pay someone to look at my photograph?
It's
like,
ridiculous.
It's absurd.
So that's what he was saying. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this is a bigger problem, we all know.
Yeah.
Because healthcare should be free for everybody.
No, the healthcare system here.
And this is just American. It's all the politicians. This is the politicians' fault, right, left, Democratic, Republican. Yeah. They are all corrupted. Yeah. Anyways, that's another topic.
That's for another topic.
Yeah. But let's not go there.
But so Mark Cuban was like, this is ridiculous. Like, how people are going to be able to afford. So what did he do? He started a new company. And the company is called, let me just, because I don't want to say the name of the company wrong, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they're going to be able to give you prescriptions and medicines as of now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the cost of the actual medicine plus 15% of that, which is actually going to run the cost of the company and a little bit of margin for him to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's not making money at all.
It's like a charity thing for him almost.
It's basically a charity thing,
okay.
But it's going to improve the health and the prescriptions of everybody. So let's put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There was this, so there is a, how does it call? Leukemia, mm-hmm. which is a cancer for this
in the blood.
Mm-hmm. A pill without insurance costs around $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it can
one pill.
One pill.
That's insane.
$9,000. It ranges depending on where you get it. So it can range from $2,000 to
$9,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With insurance, you get it around $120,
mm-hmm.
which is a big improvement.
Absolutely.
Right.
With
Absolutely.
Mark Cuban, you will get it at $45.
Wow.
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 That's insane.
Wow.
I'm wondering, are they going to make this legal for him?
Yes, because he's not going to take insurance. He's not going to take anything. He's doing it private as a company.
Yeah, but like you would think they would find some loophole around it so that probably, he can't do it.
Probably,
yeah.
But the thing is that what it took, a billionaire to try to disrupt the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the
no one else would have the power.
Of course not, because they are making millions.
Not.
I mean, a pill that he can make for $45, people are selling it for
$9,000.
It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
So, for example, right now they're going to start a run with 100 prescriptions. Diabetes, leukemia, a couple of ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the diabetes 2 is going to cost $3.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I wonder how long it will take him to like get it started and like going.
I think
they're
going to start pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
Like the company is open. Like right now, if you go to costplusdrugs.com, it's live and running.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
So I feel like that's going to save so many lives and also piss off a lot of people, but I don't care.
No, and that's
not actually a lot of people, just like 5 people probably.
Yeah.
The 5 big corporations.
Yeah. The 5 big corporations, which are, let me tell you, because I also wrote a... It's 3 corporations that run the full industry of pills. CVS, Cigna, and United Health.
Okay.
So basically, he's just being like, like this is ridiculous. We're going to save life. So he's going to literally make all of it at the cost that it should be. Like,
Do you think the other corporations will then be forced to lower their prices? Because they won't have any other option.
Hopefully that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just get... turn out, like, who cares about these people?
No, I don't. I'm just curious to see like how the industry will go. Like, I don't obviously give a crap about them.
Hopefully we'll go this way,
yeah,
where you actually get quality drugs, like quality treatment,
right,
at regular cost. If it should be free,
right?
Yeah,
it should be free. Yes,
it's life.
And it
We're
makes you wonder
here.
It's like, how do the people do it for a job? Like, they have to be sitting like in their building, you know, and someone's like, I'm dying of cancer or leukemia, and like they're like, sorry, denied, because you can't afford this 9,000 pill. Like, to me, that has always blown my mind. And like I know a girl who was talking to me about her mom who passed away, and she was saying that like her mom passed away, and then the hospital like sent her a note that was like, condolences about your mother who passed away from cancer, we're so sorry. And then like the next sentence was like, by the way, you owe us $20,000 for like her passing away.
Exactly.
The industry, it's the insurance, and all these things.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I was like, how could you? I can't imagine even like typing that note to someone.
No.
Like, it goes to show how, first of all, how corrupted the whole system is, but the lack of morality between life and making money. We're talking about life, life and making money. I mean, that's just the lack of morality in the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. I can't even describe it.
No.
It's the green sign dollar bill that makes the world go round, and everybody else just, if you can't keep up, you can't keep up. That's the reality. Yeah. That's the reality. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to say it. It's unfortunate to talk about it, but it's the truth.
And that's why we have to, unfortunately, the only thing as of now that we can do is support things like this, like Mark Cuban with this team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and we just like have to be like, praise God that Mark Cuban dislocated his hip or whatever.
Right.
But that's the saddest part, that it took a billionaire to be able to disrupt this industry.
If he
didn't have that experience, he probably wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
So, you know, like, and this is so good. Like, this is, I mean, the second this company goes public to people to buy stock, we should all buy $10 of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
You know, because it's going to help us. It's going to help the people who actually need it. I mean, can you imagine if somebody, hopefully, they say they have leukemia, like, you know, $9,000 for one pill.
Mm-mm. And you probably need the pill like every other day or something. Like how often?
Or like twice a day for all we know.
That means you're going to be working to pay medical bills.
For your entire life.
For your entire life.
And then people wonder why are so many people having mental health issues.
Because their
life depends on paying bills.
Mm-hmm. Paying bills. Yeah, you go home paying bills.
It's horrible.
Go home, you see more debt. Like it's...
Yeah.
But if the doctor doesn't pay this, enough. Let's support this.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I'm happy you found that article and told us about it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's,
awesome.
It's very important. Let's say, just say again, the name of the website is costplusdrugs.com.
Okay.
All right.
We're on it.
Mm-hmm. So you can get your medicines at what it costs to produce.
Yes.
Right.
Know what they want to sell you.
Exactly.
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 For real.
Okay, let's go into the next topic.
This topic was actually very interesting. Over the week, teen brothers beat their stepfather to death when they discovered he was molesting their sister.
What?
So, three brothers.
Where was this?
This was...
I say go team.
First of all,
motherfucker deserved to die.
I mean, what's the problem there? Beating up a molester, a child molester. What's the problem there? To their sister, like, what is the problem?
And
there?
I mean, their sister was underage. I mean, isn't she like nine?
What?
9 year old, so
a child,
nine?
What? A child,
and they
a child.
Yes.
So why are these teens being arrested? You tell me. They're being charged with capital murder, aggravated assault, criminal activity. But the bigger problem is child molester. I mean, can we not? Are we ignoring the fact that he was molesting a 9 year old? Like,
you know what else is so crazy about this story that I was reading? The dude who died, deservedly so, he actually already was in trouble for molesting another child somewhere else.
God. Disgusting.
And he was like on the run, or I don't know if he like served his time and then he got out and then he went and proceeded to do it again. And it's just like, I'm with you, SB. I'm like, the dude deserved to die. I don't give a flying fuck. Sorry, excuse my language, but I feel like those guys shouldn't be in trouble.
No, not at all.
There should be a law that's like, if you see that happening, you get to do what you want.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a very troubling story. We'll keep up with how it turns out, but that's just unacceptable.
God.
It's unacceptable. I don't know why.
So unacceptable.
I don't know why these teen guys were protecting their own sister have to pay the consequences. I don't know. I don't know. That's a very interesting story.
And I feel like
story.
It also doesn't help other victims of sexual assault, like, want to come forward because they're like, well, if I come forward...
Am I going to be in like, jail?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, well, like, either that, like, the little girl probably didn't want to get her brothers in trouble, but, like, I'm proud of her for, like, also... Yeah. You know, speaking out about it, because a lot of little kids keep that as a secret, like, their whole life. But then it's like, now she probably feels bad that she brought it up, and she shouldn't have to feel that way. It shouldn't be like that.
No,
for nothing in the world.
Yeah.
So we'll keep up with the story, but...
That gave me goosebumps.
That's.
I just hope, I'm sure they'll hopefully get, like, a good lawyer, and maybe they can get off with, like, a lighter sentence.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how the justice works.
That's insane.
The system.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, again, we don't want to go into politics, but it's so...
Yeah.
These people are so corrupted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So wrong.
Yeah, and it's just, like, statistically, like... the odds of that guy to just continue doing what he was doing. I mean, he was proving the fact that he was a statistic by doing it again. Right. So, anyways.
Yeah.
That is
awful.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, I feel like we're all just, like, speechless because our minds are just, like, blown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But on another... subject, Jamie Lynn Spears and Britney Spears. Always a juicy topic.
The Spears family. Poor Britney. I feel bad for her. Like, I follow this TikToker, and I forget her name, but she's known as I Am Britney Spears Translator, and she, like, translates what Britney Spears writes on her post, on her post, like, in a Southern accent, because Britney Spears... people assume when she writes her post, she's just like venting, but she's really writing, like, her side, which I feel like it's like, how can you not believe it? It's, like, so true. Like, and she's basically saying, you know, like, her sister's always gonna find a way to make money out of her, like, whether it's writing a book, talking about her, when she mentions her sister's name, you know, whatever.
Just talk about the title. The title in itself is so obnoxious. Things I Should Have Said. Or whatever. Jamie Lynn's book that... And, like, I think what really upset Britney, on top of the fact that it's her sister making money off of her, her sister telling fabricated lies, according to Britney.
Lies.
It just, like... It's just so, like, it's she's insane. Getting, like, props for, like, this is going to be a bestseller, on the best-selling list. Yeah. And Britney's just like, why do you have to continue to take advantage of me? Everyone in her family has taken advantage of her.
Right.
She's sick of it. The least Jamie Lynn could have done is waited a couple years to, like, release the book. But no, she has to do it right now. And obviously, it's for a reason.
Of course. And that's what Britney was mentioning. Like, it's like, she's like, you just can't stop with the lies. Yeah. And the timing of it all, poor Britney.
Poor Britney.
And it's your own family, too. And let's be honest here. If it wasn't for Britney, Jamie Lynn who? Like,
no, exactly.
Are you serious right now? Yeah. Some chick on Zoe 101? Like, she did
that because Britney paid for it.
Of course. Yeah. And there was another thing, too. Like, for years, Britney couldn't, like, sing, like, remixes of songs. And then Jamie Lynn goes on an award show, sings a remix of her sister's song. And, like, right in front of her. And it's, like, it's just
so ridiculous.
Tasteless. It's ridiculous.
It's ghetto, and tasteless, it's petty. Ratchet. Yeah.
Right.
It's just stop.
Right.
Jamie, if you're listening, just get a
career on your own, please. Goodbye,
Jamie.
Bye.
All the Jamies. All the Jamies in the Spears family is what I mean. Okay.
Nuts.
All right. Is that everything, you guys? I feel like we did it all.
I have a tiny, tiny team.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Tiny, tiny thing.
Okay, we have again the thought of the day.
All right.
The thought of the day.
Mm-hmm. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things.
Hmm.
That's good.
If you want to have a happy life, tie it to a goal.
Not to people.
Because goals, like, stay stagnant. Like, they, I mean, not stagnant, but they're never going to go away unless you forget about doing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas, like, people can let you down or just...
Right.
Or you attach it to a team, for example, like buying a car.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you get it, you are not completely satisfied because it's not what you were hoping for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah. Let's go for the random fact of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient Egyptians used slabs of stone as pillows.
Sorry.
That's interesting.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I feel like my memory foam pillow is not even
like
soft
enough.
Like,
they didn't have the feathered pillows.
I wonder if that's why their necks were sometimes a little bit like. Because, like, if you lay on a rock, that's probably going to happen.
There you go.
If I laid on a rock today, I wouldn't get up. sitting on the floor forever.
That's so crazy.
That's intense.
Okay, and the one that is a little to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather live in a mansion in the city or on a farm with lots of animals?
Oh, that's cute. Aww. That reminds me of MASH, the game MASH. Uh-huh. Remember growing up? Mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So which one did you rather?
Mansion?
In the city or a farm in the...
Aww.
With lots of animals.
So cute.
Wait, what's the house in the city like?
It's a mansion.
Oh, you meant a mansion in the city.
In the
I thought you meant a mansion.
City
house.
No. Okay. Mansion
in the
city.
Oh. Or farm life.
It's a no-brainer for me, but...
Farm with lots of
animals. Of course. Got it.
I'm definitely in the mansion in the city. Sorry.
Mansion in the city? You're a city girl.
All right.
I'm a motherfucking city girl.
Yeah, I'm a city girl.
City girl,
yeah.
Too?
I don't know. That cottage in the farm with the animals?
I think she might be.
That sounds so tempting. I like it. Away from everybody. With the animals. I love it. I'm going to go with that one.
I get creeped out by all the silence.
I'm like half and half.
You're half and half, right?
Because I love the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you're close to everything.
In this damn age, I feel like sometimes I can't understand people. Like, I cannot handle people.
You can't keep up.
Well, I mean, if you have enough money to have a mansion in the city, then clearly you have enough for the other house in the country.
Yeah, but you still have to deal with the noise. You still have to deal with everything that happens in the city. Like, you know, in the farms, you are just...
Yeah.
You
with nature.
Well, and
with
I'm also
plants,
weird because I feel like
with
even
your own food.
Yeah.
Not this processed food that might kill you.
True.
I feel like even if I had the money for a full-on mansion, I'd still want it to be like a smaller mansion.
Right.
I also don't want like this ginormous house where like there's 20 empty rooms. Like that would creep me out. Unless like all of my family and extended family is living with me, then it's fine.
Yeah, I get
but,
it.
But like
I, get it.
I don't like the thought of me and like one other person in a house.
In 12
with, like,
rooms.
No.
It's too creepy when you're like, hello down there. Like
hello.
We went to the coast not long ago. We rented this house.
Oh god, we were so scared.
And like the house has 3 floors.
Which we're not used to at all.
No.
Big house.
We only were in one, and like we never went to the other two, so it's like we don't need a house that big, like,
right?
Well, and
right.
we were always like, what's that
what's
noise
inside?
In
like,
the
yeah,
basement?
Like, what is
like,
oh, no, forget about the basement.
And I think the worst part of it had like 20 million doors,
so.
To the outside, not inside the house. It had like the one for the sunroof to go out, it had like the garage. These.
So at night, we were like checking did we check all 20 doors?
Right, yeah. It's like a run through, a security run through.
No, and some of them were even glass. So like you could see through, you know.
No.
So it's like,
which is always weird. I don't like that idea. I
so
feel
it's like
way too.
What if somebody's in the other side? You know? It's like,
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the family for it and you have kids,
sense.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
The in-laws in there makes sense. But all that space for nothing, I don't know.
Not worth it.
No.
Too much. Too much space. Too much loneliness. I feel like.
Yeah.
Totally.
Interesting.
So, well,
do you guys want to wrap up?
It's a wrap.
It is a wrap.
Episode
so
9, right?
Nine.
Yeah,
almost
to the 10.
Wow.
Well, thanks everyone for listening and check us out
on all
the platforms. Guess listen. You're very good at it.
Well, we have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I almost couldn't talk, sorry. We have Pocket Cast, we have TuneIn. Any platform for podcasts, we are in it.
Yes.
So
yes.
Also in all social medias, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, anything, we are in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
All the above.
Yeah.
Check out the YouTube channel.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Have a nice one.
Toodaloo.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.